Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
And I'm Josias Arabello. You can find us on Twitter at
Man the Beaner and at
the number four, the villain. Adam, how you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good. It's Monday. Feels good, man.
Yeah, dude. November 4th, 2013.
It's already November, dude. Episode Jesus Christ.
15. This year's fucking flying, dude.
Yeah, dude.
How are you feeling after this weekend, man?
My feet are finally feeling like my feet. So
feeling like my feet.
God damn.
Dude, I moved a lot of shit yesterday on top of that. Oh. My body's aching, dude. I got no rest this weekend. But fuck it, man. It's all good, man.
Good stuff, dude.
All right, man. Did you get any Twitter love? Any shout outs you want to give out?
We got a lot of stuff, bro. But you do it best.
Okay, yeah, let's run through this, dude. We got a lot of Twitter love this weekend. Sadie, who was not in house, yes, last week, also got Twitter love.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, dude, which is pretty
the
cool.
Fuck?
All right, so first one, after last week's episode, the first person to hit us up on Twitter, Adam_Midnight, Adam Blackmoon, Brian Apodaca. He tweets specifically to at Stanley Kamikaze, give love to at Mem the Beaner and for the villain. They interview at Davila Draws about his panel at Kamikaze. Stan Lee Kamikaze retweeted it, which is fucking cool.
Nice.
So shout out to Stan Lee Kamikaze. We were there, so we'll go into that later on in the show. Next one is going to be Adrianita 228 Pandora is what she goes by. God, guys, I love this episode. Thank you for the mention on it. Love it. Laughing my fucking ass off. At For the Villain, at L_Sadie, at Mem the Beaner, and at Captain Midnight. So she fucking just hooks up all of us. To the four of us, you dorks fixed the shitty day I had at work. Thanks. You rock, crazy guys.
Very cool, man.
Great compliment, dude. That if we can make somebody feel good about a shitty day, dude, we're doing it for you guys as much as ourselves. So thank you. She goes on. Adam is totally okay, and I always plug you. So I'm like, Adam always carries the team.
Nah, I don't know about that.
And she writes a commercial for you. She's like, and then she says, "You're right. Adam is great. Totally agreed with the fact." Also, that I'm like the number one groupie of your show. Pretty dope.
That's pretty funny.
She shoots another tweet. Listen, guys, find episode 14 of Comic Syndicate in iTunes. Or drops Podomatic link at Mem the Beaner. At Mem the Beaner show tonight. Next suit, news, sex, comics at For the Villain.
She said Mem the Beaner show?
She said no, it was your show.
No, this is two parts,
hey, man.
It
works well.
It's partners, man.
I agree. All right, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure, dude. The next one, our boy at RightShare13, Albert Alvarado at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner. Magic fingers. Guys, we're at 75%. You got to start eating that shit. And then you drop Sarah link. So whoever listened to episode 13, 14, we kind of went a little sex-centric, especially last episode. So inside joke to the listeners.
That was a good one.
All right. right, dude? So then he drops another link for us, dude. He's like, take a tip from at Mem the Beaner, quote unquote, fucking dig a hole and bury him.
Oh, another inside one.
Yes.
Gotta listen to last episode, guys. You heard
dude,
it.
Everyone
so
was loving last episode.
It was funny.
Dude. So then he's like, murder, sex, and Arby's thumb food. Episode 14 drops the link with at For the Villain. So that was another one for us. This guy fucking cracks me up. Thanks, Albert. Always love those, dude. Next one's going to be from Wolf Orchestra, Haunt of Horror Press. He's like, listening to at the Villain on Comic Syndicate. This podcast is great. And I mentioned to him, hey, dude, I plugged your Kickstarter campaign. And he's like, thanks, man. I dig the shit out of the show. So another good compliment.
Very nice. Hope he did well on his Kickstarter.
Yes, actually, I need to hit him up about that. Cool. We've been busy this weekend, so we'll definitely hook up with him shortly, dude. Next one is going to be at Dead Men Cast, and they have a podcast, Dead Men Talking. You're a huge fucking Walking Dead fan. I love Walking Dead, too, dude. These cats are fucking dope, Adam. I'll shoot you the link. They got a good fucking show, man. Good fucking funny
Sweet,
podcast.
Dude.
And they always talk shit. And on the show. So,
nice.
You know, yeah, you definitely hit them up. And I'll hook you up with them. He's like, at myself, Adam, at Adrianita, and at Captain Midnight. And actually, for Ometheus, I guess my plug was like, here are special shout-outs to these people. Uh-huh. And he gets back. He's like, thanks for the shout-out. And then he's like, get on Stitcher. Was listening to episode 14 today. Sounds like you guys were looking for more places to be heard.
Still waiting on Stitcher to hit me
yes,
back.
Yes, yes. So Adam mentions that we were working on getting on Stitcher. And then he's like, to the both of us, he's like, sweet guys, it has a button that will put a player in a tweet. Anyone with Twitter can hear your show.
Nice. I like that.
Right?
Okay. But I sent out Application. I said I'm a replication,
yeah.
So...
Ooh, we'll yeah, dude. I mean, we can still jump on fucking Microsoft fucking App Store to right. Fucking the Zoom X Marketplace or Marketplace. Anyways, guys, all right, here we go. I dropped the Kickstarter for Monsters of MMA and Brian G. Brown. He's under Monster Maker. He's like at For the Villain at Mem the Beaner. He's like, I'll check it out today. We're at 95%, so it must have helped out.
Oh, shit.
Nice. He was at 80-something
really?
Prior to our pod dropping. And so hopefully your listeners helped him out, dude. So Brian, we'll hook up with you soon just to touch base. Did we, if anybody has any anything they want to plug, dude, hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook. We're totally down to hook you guys up. Any campaigns you guys got going for Kickstarter, hit us up, dude.
We will plug you guys.
Yes, most definitely, dude. He's like a... Okay, I tweet for the show regarding Truth or Dare movie. Every time we talk about something, I want to let people know, like, we are talking about it. So I shot a tweet, and it was to Truth or Dare movie and at Jessica Cameron. And I put curious and intrigued. At Film Truth or Dare got back to me, actually, to both of us. He's like, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Jessica Cameron. He's like, thanks for interviewing her and tweeting on the link.
Cool.
I get back to him like, well, we haven't interviewed her yet, but we are working on it. And then Jessica Cameron got back to the both of us at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Film Truth or Dare. She's like, it'll be fun. She ends up following me, and I'm like, sweet, thanks for the follow. Either Monday at the end of November will work great with our schedule. Email you within the week with info. She gets back. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Sweet.
So thank you, guys. That's just about it. The last one, I just want to give some love out to everyone that retweeted our podcast.
Go for it.
All right, dude, these are going to go quick. At Wolf Orchestra, he's Haunt of Horror Press. At Lily _ McRadens, she's Liliana McRadens. At Dead Vinyl, who is Simon Lathang. At Film Truth or Dare, they are Truth or Dare Movie. At Brian G. Brown, he's Brian G. Brown, his name. At Monsters of MMA. At Amethyst Room, Amethyst, at Shank, SHANKZYMC, he's Liam, at Jessica Cameron _, she's the lovely Jessica Cameron, at Erica Juarez, 1988, she's under R, and of course my brother at Stingray 88, Ray Arabello. So thanks for the retweets, guys. You guys can find us on iTunes. Feel free to, actually, don't feel free, fucking subscribe already, guys.
Dude, guys, put some reviews
for us, guys. Give us some reviews, give us some stars. Yeah, dude, and again, please. If there's something we can work on, fucking hook us up, guys. All right, Adam, fucking take it away, man. Cool. What do we got going on?
Well, you know, we're going to do a little different this week since we had Kamikaze. We already recorded it, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the people we saw and go in straight into the recording for the rest of the show. So no sports this week. We'll go back to next week, regular schedule.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll talk about sports, movies, music, fucking everything.
Actually, Thor's coming out this week, so yeah,
maybe we'll
review it.
Brief description or review would be dope, dude. That's two shout-outs, dude, actually. Sadie just hit us up, dude, on fucking... on our web chat, dude. He's like, tear it up tonight, fellas. Much love. Still gonna listen. I will be back.
Very cool.
So that's a special shout out to Sadie. Thanks, Omen. All right, man. Where do you want to start, dude?
Let's go to start our experience at the con.
Awesome. Yes, dude. You started off, man.
It was a nice size. It was a very comfortable size.
Oh,
con.
Dope, dude. Yes.
It wasn't like San Diego where mm-hmm. you fucking couldn't move anywhere.
No joke, dude.
People's asses all over you. It smells like BO.
Yeah,
it's really nice. You can actually stop and actually look at stuff without being bumped into.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was. I felt really relaxed. Friday was really good.
Yeah.
Saturday wasn't so good in the morning.
The morning, yeah.
Yeah, I already...
I forgot about Saturday morning. Tell our listeners, man. Fucking nerd.
So, just kidding. So I play Magic the Gathering.
What a loser
and
you
we just
are.
Lost 10 fucking viewers right now.
Oh, I know.
Anyhow, there was a big tournament, Star City Games, mm-hmm. and I went solo. I didn't go with my crew. And mm-hmm. I just got fucking scrubbed out. Like, so bad.
So these guys are straight up the hustlers of the Magic world.
There were some good players. There was over 600 players. And I got my ass kicked and dropped and went to the con.
Nice. All right, man. I fucking loved it, dude. Like you mentioned, this year, like, number one before anything, Adam, like you mentioned, dude, you can chill, you could relax. Now, you guys, if you've never been to a comic convention, there is something for everybody. I really dug on, first of all, before anything, like, the way it was run was so fucking smooth. Getting your ID passes, even letting people in once it opened, it was just a smooth fucking process, dude, which I give them mad props to. I tweeted fucking Atlete Stan Lee and fucking Elvira earlier. They retweeted. I'm just like, dude, out of all the cons I've been to, this is the most smoothest. Like, we were able to get in, see fucking everything. And then once you got in to the floor, I mean,
you could breathe.
You could breathe. There was air. It's fuck.
Yeah. I mean, granted, we were walking a lot, but it was dope, dude. I had a great fucking time, and fucking the company was fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, dude. Everybody was cool. I mean, the security there was good. Mm-hmm. It was just fun. I mean, it was a long day, but that, you know, that's gonna happen.
Oh yes,
so sure. I enjoyed myself. It was really fun.
Awesome. Yeah, actually, day two Saturday, Emma Watts and Sylvester Mendoza joined us, and they helped us out a lot
that day. It was good, man. They those guys are troopers.
Yes, big time. So thank you guys for helping us out and chilling with us. I mean, yeah, dude, good times, and we were. As much as we split up the whole day, like, we ended up hooking up and nobody got lost, which is great. I mean, we had each other's numbers anyways.
All our phones died.
Dude, no shit.
Like, dude. What the fuck?
Seriously, right, dude? We would have been fucked, dude.
Yeah.
I would have been on the loudspeaker, like, is this thing on? Like, I need to find my boys, my girls. What's fucking going on? But, all right, man. Anything else you want to add on to the experience?
With the Hooters, that was fun.
Yeah, dude, let's talk about that real quick.
Friday we went, because we decided not to sit in line for only five people.
We got there about 9:30, and then we sat down once we got our passes.
On the floor.
And on the concrete floor. And we were sitting down about 20 minutes, so it was about 9:30, 9:40, and then you're like, fuck this shit. This shit opens at 1 o'clock.
Fuck yeah, my feet started falling asleep.
Yeah.
Which was bad circulation.
And that was a great call, though, dude, because we went to Staples Center
across the street. Yeah.
And there was jack shit open at that time.
It was fucking gardeners.
So, yeah. So across the street, we happened to see Hooters. Just like, fuck it, let's have a few beers before we fucking jump in.
Yeah, it was good.
And we had a few beers.
I had iced tea.
Except for iced teas, I got fucking toasty, dude. And we met this beautiful fucking chick out there, dude. Her name is Kiana, right?
Yes.
The lovely Kiana, dude. We're gonna hook up soon. Apparently, she's a sports broadcaster, dude.
I think we grew on her. She was a little cold in the beginning, but she started talking to us. It was nice.
She got busy, dude. I mean,
yeah, it was busy. It's fun.
But it's funny. We were the first ones in and the last ones out. So like, we were like, okay, let's do this fucking
comic. Yeah, it was like 1:30. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, but we still got to.
It was good. We walked right in. It was no line.
Oh yeah. We'll hook up with her. Hopefully, Skype her in if she's down with her sports shit.
She's down.
Dope, dude. All right, man. Okay, so that's day one. Anything else for day one?
Like, do we want to talk a little bit on the interviews, or do we want to do that later on?
Ooh, actually, I can run through everyone we did interview. Or
the first day, we spoke to a guy named a very cool cat named Steve Oakes.
Steve Oakes was dope, dude.
He has some sick drawings,
dude. And him and his wife, from Utah, I believe, right?
Oh yes.
Just sweethearts, dude.
Very nice people.
Yeah, very humble, very very polite, and we're like fucking dope, fucking this, fucking that, and they kind of look at us like, you guys are assholes.
Yeah, you guys are pricks.
No, but we appreciate you guys. You guys were just fucking awesome. Sweethearts again, so that's shout out to you guys. Okay, well, that's day one. Who else did we get?
We got
Courtney Cruz. I got
right? Oh yes,
lovely. Yeah, dude, beautiful chick. She's an event talent coordinator. She's a model, entertainment producer from Devil's Playground. Burlesque.
Yes.
Yeah, yum.
Wrestling
burlesque.
Yes, very cool.
Pretty dope, dude.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. What else did we get? Day one.
We got your boys, Omar and...
Yes, I saw Omar Spahi, who does Xenoglyphs, and Thaniel. He's the writer. He was with his boy, Seek Donnelly, who's also a writer.
Cool cats.
Way down-to-earth cats, dude. And it's funny, because Omar, I followed him on Twitter, or I have been. And then when I saw his name up, I'm like, holy shit, I know homeboy. Yeah. So my opening line was... I follow you on Twitter. He's like, do you really? And I'm like, he's like, who are you? I'm like, for the run, what's up, dude?
Oh, that's cool.
It's just interesting. First time I've met somebody like that, you know, you follow somebody on Twitter and like, holy shit, nice to finally meet you in person. It was pretty cool. They're both from awesome comics, and yeah, dude, way cool cats, dude.
Yep. And then I met an author named
Joshua Silverman, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's a novelist, author for The Legends of Aruma, was it, right?
Yeah, it's like a two-part book.
Awesome.
Oh, really? Pretty cool. You'll hear him in the interview. He's okay. A cool cat.
Yeah, you did that interview. I didn't get to chat with him. That's when I hooked up with Omar and then Seek. Okay, that was day one still, I want to say, right?
That was it for day one.
Actually, no, I think we met Eric Cooper, right? Who did Night Seeker? That was
Yes.
He was with his artist or one of dude.
Cool cats, man.
Yes. Very I believe nice. It's Jupiter Group Comics is their banner they're under. But Eric was a way fucking cool cat from Philly, Jersey. From Jersey, and he's a writer for Night Seeker. He's got a few projects going on. But homeboy was fucking. Both of these cats were fucking dope, yeah. Dude. You guys will hear them on the next interview as well. And then that was day one, right?
That was day one.
Okay, it's day two.
Day two was, I was a little tired, but it was good. I
think we both were, dude. Okay.
We interviewed a lot that day.
We went at it fucking good day two, dude, straight. For sure. All right, I don't know if this was the next one, but you met, I believe, Jason Beckwith, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he's the creator and writer of Taken Eden. Actually, no, we both did this one, I believe. Actually, I think I was. Mm-hmm. Jason, cool fucking cat, dude. Taken Eden. He's going to describe his comic because I just want to read these already, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
These talents that we met, Adam, at this convention are fucking dope, dude.
They're going to go far, dude.
Yeah. Everyone was fucking dope, dude. And we can't thank you guys enough, dude. But he was with his boy, Fawn Davis, who does Morav, and he's a sculpturist and model engineer, dude.
He has some cool-ass machines, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Mech stuff. It's pretty cool.
Oh, the model we took, guys. We're going to tweet out our pictures once we get them on our laptops. Everything I was able to take on my phone. Well, I mean, like you mentioned, our phones died. But thank goodness for our tabs. We were able to take pictures. We're definitely going to plug you guys. So thanks for your time. These guys were fucking dope, too.
Yeah, they were.
Down to earth. All right, go for it, man. Who else did we get besides that?
We got our boy, Sean.
Yes, Sean Aileen, dude.
This guy was fucking cool, dude.
Aileen, yes. Oh, dude, he's from Philly, dude. Now, day one, we saw him. We were picking his brain. He had a small section booth. And then just a cool cat, and I was kicking myself in the ass like, I should have asked homeboy for an interview.
Yeah.
And I think he even hit me up too, like, you should have fucking interviewed him. And I'm like, yeah, Dave, my bad. It's fucking late. We got
back.
But we got to chat with him fucking day two. Humble fucking cat.
Cat dude. Is badass.
We fucking, oh my God. Adam, his art is just fucking gorgeous, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, introduced day two Emma and Sylvester to him, and a homeboy was just, again, great talent, humble, sweet, cool fucking cat. I wanted to buy homeboy a beer and just shoot the shit with him, dude. He was that fucking cool of a cat, dude. And actually, speaking of him, dude, he hit me up fucking today, dude.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he sent me a text probably about 3 o'clock, and let me just fucking read that one real quick. But yeah, dude, homeboy's from Philly, and this is his not even tweet, guys. Like, we got his number, and he's a fucking cool cat, dude. He says, hey, Josias, just wanted to hit you up and let you know I was back in Philly. It was great meeting you and your crew. I'm wishing you all the best with your podcast and future endeavors. Hit me up on Facebook when you can. Thanks again for the interview and opportunity to shine, plus liking and sharing my page. I want to discuss the fan art with you tomorrow, if possible.
Sweet.
Keep safe, fam. Peace. So I got hit him up. So yeah, dude, way cool cat, dude.
He's a very nice guy.
Talent, dude. Cool. My goodness. I want the best for homeboy, dude. Yeah, go for it. Actually, all you guys. Next person, who else? You got a few more interviews.
Let's see.
You got a Josh Henneman, right?
Yeah.
Josh S. Henneman, he does Bigfoot Sword of the Earth Man. He's a writer, creator, publisher.
Go ahead. Was cool. He had like this giant cardboard out.
Cut
out. Fucking Bigfoot with this giant broadsword.
Nice.
That's pretty much what it's all about. But he's a pretty cool cat. He let us have one of his books, and we will be looking at it this month.
Actually, dude, the cool thing is a lot of these guys hooked us up. Eric hooked us up. Eric M. Cooper, Jason Beckwith, Fawn Davis hooked us up with they're comics, dude. I want to totally go over these, dude, and just set an episode where we review them along with our normal
reviews. Dude.
So we'll definitely get that going for you guys and give you guys a heads up so you guys can get some love going. What else did we get? We got a few more, I guess, right?
Yeah. Let's see. We got the list right here.
I have Chris Williamson, who does Ferris Bloom and Gavaudan. Now, Gavaudan is the one looked really good. At, like, the werewolf was on the cover.
San Francisco.
He was.
He had those glasses. That was cool.
Yeah. Everyone was fucking dope, dude. He's a creator writer, and he's from Ferric Press. Yes, cool fucking cat. He had, like, 8-bit glasses. That was
yeah.
Homeboy, right?
And he was like with his Minecraft mom. Glasses or
something. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Something you don't see every day.
Yeah, it was fine.
We also got Sam Dabbs and RJ Harbour, who do Road to Pandemonium.
Oh, okay.
I believe you did that interview.
Yes, I do.
I think that was both of us, actually, right?
I think it was. Cool okay. Cats.
Oh, dude. Again, all these cats are so fucking cool, so down to earth. This is why I love Kamikaze. Everyone's just so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah,
like, everybody, shit does not go down because everyone's just enjoying themselves. The costumes we saw, everything. But to go back to everyone we interviewed, thank you guys for giving us the time, first of all. Just chatting it up with us. And we're going to be more than happy to plug you guys and just encourage people to follow you guys and search you guys out because you guys are all great, great talent. So I believe that's it. And we have three special guests, right? The last interview of the day.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. I was really
impressed and ecstatic and at the same time like surprised that these cats were so willing and cool.
Yeah. Especially they have a little show on
AMC. It's called
Comic Book Man.
Comic Book Man. Those guys, yes. It was a Mike Zapsik, Ming Chen, and Rob Bruce, dude, were there. We chat with them guys from Comic Book Man. These guys were fucking dope too, dude.
Yeah.
They had a rough day that Friday.
Oh, yes.
And I believe I mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then we chat about it. So their interview is going to be a little interesting. And we don't want to say funny, but homeboys had some issues getting here from their flight. So, you guys will definitely hear that. Again, dude, Mike, Ming, Robert, Bruce, you guys aren't going to listen to this podcast, but from us, Comic Syndicate, Adam and myself, thank you so much. We
thank you guys.
Appreciate your time. We know you guys were busy, so hope you guys had fun out here in Cali.
Very cool.
All right, man. I believe that's everyone, all the interviews we got, right?
That's and if we forgot anyone, we're sorry. I think that's everyone, though.
Yeah, actually, we hit up everyone, dude. So, I mean, again, thank you guys. The whole crew we interviewed, this is all for you guys, so.
Alrighty, so I hope you guys enjoy the next part of the pod.
Yes, it's going to be nothing but interviews. Again, dude, if you guys need to, please, I encourage you guys, pause the podcast and jot down these guys' information. They drop their Twitter handles, if available, their websites. Most of them all have websites or Facebook sites. These talents, again, are fantastic. So if anything they say you dig on, follow them.
Also, too, we want to apologize in advance if the volume's a little different. We did it off on an iPad.
Yeah. We had a live mic.
Yeah, it was a little. It was our first time using it, so you may have to turn up and then down, up, down, up, down. I think I fixed it, but
okay.
We apologize in advance.
Yes, good looking out. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
Alrighty, guys. See you guys next
week. Catch you in a bit. Peace out.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Man.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Seek Donnelly.
From Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Burlesque, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate. You got it.
Alrighty, we are at Kamikaze Friday in line. Very short line, but in line for the next fucking 3 hours. So let me give it to Joe. How are you feeling, Joe?
It's a beautiful day, man. We got our tickets early, which is good. You did mention we're going to wait a few hours. So let's see what the rest of the day has in store for us. We'll see if we can get any interviews, see what's good. Artist Alley, all that good stuff.
All righty. We'll catch you guys in about, four hours? Three hours. I don't know. One of those hours. Anyways, this is Big Mam's For the Villain. We'll get back to you later. Bye.
Here from 2013 Stanley Kamikaze. I'm here with the beautiful Courtney Cruz on behalf of the Devil's Playground. Please tell us a little bit about your show, I guess, right?
Well, we're LA's naughtiest and nerdiest burlesque and all-girl wrestling show.
Love it, okay. So more details, please.
Okay, so basically, like, next Friday, we're doing the Gotham City Grudge match. So all the girls in my show picked a villain from Batman, right? We film our trash talk videos like they do with the WWF stuff, right? So you gotta trash talk your opponent, get yourself pumped up, right? So those videos play on giant plasmas at the nightclub. There's a wrestling ring in the center. Each person comes out one at a time, solo performers, and they do a striptease. So like I am the Joker, I come out, I do a striptease down to a bikini. My opponent, who is Bane, comes out, she does her striptease, and then we jump into a wrestling ring and we beat the crap out of each other.
Sounds beautiful already, dude. Please sign me up, dude. All right. Okay, cool. How long have you been into this?
We've been doing Devil's Playground Burlesque for 6 years.
Where are you guys based out of?
We are based in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Lovely. Okay, cool. Anything else you would like to plug? I know you mentioned your show next week. A lot of people don't know. We record on Mondays, so they might miss it. But what date, please?
November 8th is the Gotham City Grudge match, and you can go to devilsplaygroundla.com. Or if you're interested in Star Wars, we're doing Star Wars Burlesque in January.
I'm a big Star Wars nerd, dude, so I'm going to be all over these ones. Oh, my gosh.
I'm
lovely.
January 10th, 2014. Again, if you go to devilsplaygroundla.com, you can get tickets.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Pleasure meeting you. Have a good evening.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Alrighty. This is Adam. We are at Kamikaze. We're going to speak to artist Stephen Oakes. Right now, I'm looking at his pictures. They're awesome. They got Wonder Woman fighting Hulk.
Sick ass work.
Got Ninja Turtles fighting Wolverine. I'm going to go ahead and see if he wants to promote his sites and stuff.
Hi, my name is Stephen Oakes. I'm a comic colorist. I've done work for CCP Comics and USA Today and various other companies. I color, and basically it's like painting on for comic books. So just here at Kamikaze enjoying it, meeting lots of great people. There's lots of big artists here are going to be coming here. Scott Campbell, Silvestri, and of course you can meet big folks like Stan Lee and see lots of cool costumes. And saw a giant robot here today. That was pretty awesome. You guys saw that? That was way cool. It's like 10 feet tall.
Cool. Let me go and ask you, how long have you been drawing for?
I've been drawing since I was born, pretty much. Before I knew how to write letters. You just scribble, you know, all of us scribble as a kid, and artists never stop. So that's how you become an artist.
Let's see. I draw too, but not as well as you. And I always have hard time doing the structures of the characters and stuff. Any pointers to out to anybody out there? Like, do you do the whole figure first, or do you start with the head? Just real quickly, you don't have to go into too much detail.
Sure. You know, I think the core thing a lot of people miss is learning how to outline shapes before you actually do the drawing.
Okay. So
a lot of people like to just start drawing right away, but an outline can make the difference between professional and not almost every time.
Very cool. Alrighty, is there want to plug your website or your Twitter?
Yeah, my website is seriousSteve.deviantart.com. And my Facebook is facebook.seriousSteve or serious.steve. Shooting my Facebook.
All right, very cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody checks out your site. Thanks.
Yeah, you guys writing down your website.
Here with
Joshua Silverman.
And he's going to talk about his books.
Hey everyone, my name is Josh Silverman, and I'm the author of The Legends of Amun-Ra. That's a 7-book series based in Egyptian mythology and essentially follows the story of Lioris, who finds the Emerald Tablet, which is the title of book one, and a prophecy is inactivated, and he's got to use the secrets of the ancient Egyptian magic to fight the forces of darkness. It's a combination of science fiction and fantasy, where we have mechanized Spartan Iron Men fighting in flying cars with lasers, but we also have kind of a priest sect where they hurl energy of the universe. It's a very Mortal Kombat style fighting system. And it, like I said, it's a 7-book series, and book two is called The Soul of the World, which is debuting here at Kamikaze, and deals with an aftermath of the invasion and how the characters have dealt with being invaded by a foreign occupancy.
Okay, very cool, very cool. How long have you been writing?
Well, book one took about 6 months to write and another year and a half to get published. Book two took about 4 months to write, and it's just being published now. So that whole process took a year. You know, as you get better, it gets a little bit quicker.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. Where can they find your book if they're not at Kamikaze Dubai?
Absolutely. Well, you can order on our website, www.legendsofamunra.com, or you can check us out on Amazon under the Emerald Tablet or the Soul of the World.
Very cool. Do you want to put out your Twitter? They can maybe Twitch you guys out, or a Facebook, whatever you have.
Yeah, I actually don't have a Twitter, but we do have a Facebook, and that's just under Legends of Amun-Ra.
All right, very cool. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
I'm from Kamikaze 2013. I'm here with a very special guest, Omar Spahi. Hello, sir. Please tell us about your work.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. It's Xenoglyphs. It's about these 9 different elemental stones. And each stone has its own different elemental power, like earth, wind, water, light, darkness. And if you hold that stone, you can do anything you want with that element. It's kind of like Captain Planet meets like the fifth element.
With a little bit of magic mixed in, or what, dude, the elements?
It takes place in our real world, and the only thing that's magical is these stones. So it kind of goes back through history and explains a lot of like mysteries and conspiracies and unexplained phenomenon and stuff like that. So it goes through and really explains a lot of the unexplained.
Awesome, awesome. How long have you been working on this project, Omar?
We've been at it for about a year now. We have Awesome Comics as my company. We're putting out 5 books this year, so.
Right on, right on. Sounds great, man. Cool. Well, how are you digging the Comic-Con so far, man?
I love it, man. It's always one of my favorite things is to come to Comic-Con, so I'm really glad to be here.
Awesome. Great to hear. Anything else you have to plug, or a website where people can find you? I'm following you on Twitter. I've been following you on Twitter for a while now. Awesome to finally meet your Twitter people, followers, friends, which is dope, dude. So I've seen your work in person now, and I'm fucking digging, dude. But yes, where can our listeners find your work?
They can find it at xenoglyphscomic.com, xenoglyphscomic.com. And if there's one thing I want to plug, it's definitely Soulstar. It's a comic book for charity that's written by Sieke Donnelly, and he's done an awesome job. It's about a brain aneurysm survivor.
Well, since you mentioned Seat, I believe Seat's here as well. Seat, how you doing today, man? Pleasure to meet you once again.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you. I just followed you on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you, man. It's about you guys, though, so definitely tell us about your book, man, please.
Well, Soulstar is kind of a passion project, obviously. I lost my ability to draw after my aneurysm ruptured in 2010, so a lot of my visual side is gone. So what I did was I reached out to a bunch of artists all over the world. We went to New York Comic Con last year. I went to San Diego Comic Con, MegaCon in Orlando. Reached out to Kevin Eastman, Sean Galloway, all these guys I'm big fans of. And I asked them all if they would donate one page each to a story that I wrote. So it's one coherent story, but every page is drawn by different artists. And there's no names and big names all working together to make this project come together. And we actually just beat Mark Millar for a Guinness Book of World Record. Mark Millar had a book that came out for charity also, where it had 62 artists contribute, and our book has 72 artists that contributed. 73 now that Livio Ramondelli, who draws Transformers, just did a variant cover for us for Amazon. So now we have 73 artists. So we just beat Mark Miller, who is probably not very happy with me. And so the book is it's 100 pages, but 72 of those pages are the story. And it's about a superhero it's his last day on Earth. He's dying, and he's the last superhero left on Earth. So he spends the entire day trying to turn at least one of his villains into a hero before the day ends. And that's kind of the message. He's kind of like, it's kind of my version of a Superman, someone who feels outdated in today's world of morality. And but he clings on to those old ideals and those old, you know, versions of what people should do. And he manages to, you know, like, I won't spoil the story, but he aims to affect one of his villains in a positive way.
Sounds way awesome, man. Well, congratulations. First of all, I mean, all the artists you have on there alone sounds great, man. It sounds like a great accomplishment you got going, dude. Seat, tell us where our listeners can find you, your book. I mean, tell us a little bit more.
Well, the book will be soon. It'll be available on Amazon with a variant cover exclusive to Amazon. It should be up before Christmas. So you can find it on Amazon. It's called Soul Star, S-O-L-E-S-T-A-R. And then you can find me on Twitter. You can follow me. You can follow Xenoglyphs at Xenoglyphs, which is our company of awesome comics. And you can follow me, which is Exploding Bullet.
Sweet. Thanks, guys, so much, dude. It's been a pleasure to finally not only meet you guys, but shoot the shit with you guys, dude. All right. Thank you. This is Comic Syndicate.
All right. This is Adam. This is day two. We're at Kamikaze, ready to hit up some fucking more independent comic guys. Joe, how you feeling this morning, bro?
It was a long day yesterday. It's a long fucking day. My feet were hurting, but we're back at it, dude. Let's go get some fucking some interviews with some cool cats, Adam.
Hell yeah, dude. We're here for you guys. So my feet fucking hurt really bad, but and it's really in the beginning of the fucking day. Anyways, we will catch you guys later on. See you guys later.
And this is Josias from Comic Syndicate. We're at the 2013 Stan Lee Kamikaze. We're walking down and came across a booth from a very special guest.
Sean Aline. What's up, man?
Dude, we're walking by your booth, and, dude, you have beautiful, sick-ass fucking work, man. It is gorgeous. We're going through your stuff, and today you have so much more stuff out here. Please tell us a little bit about your work, what you're working on.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, first of all, thank you guys for checking out my stuff. I appreciate it. You know, I know there's tons of artists to choose from. I'm a freelance artist based out in Philadelphia, and first time on the West, and I just wanted to come down and, you know, showcase some of the stuff I'm doing, which is I do a lot of print work. I do a lot of posters of industry characters, and you know, I try to have my spin on it, but I also have a comic book that I'm putting out. Me and some of my studio mates. Is a book called Street Team, and it's like a urban, it's like a classic old school crossover urban vigilante book, and we're promoting that because there's been a lot of exciting developments behind it. We came together and we did a comic book, and based off of that, we got a lot of interest, and we did a video game, and based off of that, we got signed to do a live action movie from a director by the name of R.L. Scott. So we're out here promoting that, and I wanted to kind of carry on the story, so we did. I'm doing a spinoff called Azan, and it tells the story of this this young lady that lives in the city where the Street Team took place, and we're going to kind of see what happens later on. You know, like it's space like 6 months after the Street Team story wraps up, and I always wanted to see. I like stories where they have like lasting ramifications. You know what I mean? I don't like just crossovers or these big supposedly epic tales, and then it's like it's wrapped up in all neatly in 6 issues. So that's what I'm showcasing.
No, lovely work. Street Team looks great already. I mean, the art's beautiful. So this is lean, it's the takeoff right after Street Team?
Yeah, it's going to take place like 6 months afterwards, and it's going to have some connections. One of the guys that's on the Street Team, his name is Black Azan. I'm not going to give too much away, but something happens to him where he's forced to pass on the mantle. And Azan, her name is Hella, she's anti-superheroes, anti-vigilantes, and he kind of pulls her into this world and forces her to take over this mantle. And we find out why she was chosen, how she deals with this power, and where she goes from there.
Right on, man. I totally appreciate it. Anything else you want to plug? I mean, you have beautiful art behind you already. These our listeners need to see. We're going to post these on Facebook. We're going to post these on Twitter. Gorgeous, gorgeous work, man, on behalf of just a fan that loves it, dude. Your booth has been packed with people since we saw you yesterday. It's nice to see you have so much more stuff out to offer today. People really need to check it out. But where can people find you? Twitter, Facebook, websites?
Well, I don't do Twitter yet. I don't know. I'm I'm sorry. I can't bring myself. It's too many places to do it. But I am on Facebook under Pyroglyphics Studios, PYROGLYPHICS. You can also find me on DeviantArt, Pyroglyphics 1, just the number 1, .DeviantArt. And I have a blog. It's SeanAline.blogspot.com. But, yeah, if possible, you know, I can send you guys some links and all that good stuff. But thank you guys for, you know, just out here supporting the independent artists. It means a lot.
No worries, man. We're here for you guys as much as hopefully you guys can come up, dude. We'll give a shout out to you guys. So thank you for taking the time, Sean.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you.
There's a tear coming down my eye right now. They can't tell, but it's there.
Appreciate it. We are Comic Syndicate. Thank you, guys.
All right. This is Mems at Comic Syndicate over here at Kamikaze. And I'm here with...
That's Chris Williamson from Ferric Press.
I'm looking at two really cool comic books. I like the art. Looks great. Why don't you go in and give us a little download on these guys?
Absolutely. The first book is called Jevudan. We have our first issue out. The artist Demonic worked on it. He's a pop artist that does a lot of work for mainly like album covers, things like that. A lot of graffiti work. The book is about the Beast of Jevudan. We did kind of a fairy tale piece about the werewolf and the whole mythology behind it. And the whole book rhymes from one end to the other. So everything is in verse. That's our first book there. We have issue 1 available now, and issue 2 will probably be available next year. The second book is Ferris Bloom. It's sort of a cyberpunk noir piece. If you could imagine like Dirty Harry meets Blade Runner meets Tron with a lot of fun stuff. Basically everything you'd want to see in a cyberpunk piece. That's by the artist Carlos Gomez from Spain. Both of our books have great colors by Martin Hernandez Tena from Mexico. They're available online for purchase at Ferric Press, ferricpress.blogspot.com. If you click the shop tab, or you can catch us at the shows on the West Coast that we do, and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ferricpress.
Very cool. You got a Twitter you want to throw out? Any Twitter?
Yeah, our Twitter handle is just Ferric Press. It's ferric_press.
Cool. A couple questions real quick. How long you been at this?
I've been a collector since I was a little dude. I found a comic strip I did when I was like 3 in my mom's place. So I've kind of been fooling around with it for a while. But probably about the last 5 years, I just decided that I wanted to kind of do the creation thing, you know. Buying, collecting, trading and stuff is fun. But I kind of wanted to do something that I could call my own and add to the lexicon.
That's pretty cool, man. Great stuff, bro. And guys, check it out. We'll probably they gave us some good books. We're gonna probably review in the coming weeks. Again, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
Alrighty. This is Adam. We're at Comic Syndicate, and we're at Kamikaze, and I'm looking at a big foot with a huge sword. Right here, we got a special guest,
Josh Henneman, and I'm here talking about Bigfoot, Sword of the Earthman.
Alrighty, why don't you go ahead and give us the download?
Alright, simply put, it's basically Bigfoot with a broadsword. Broaden a little more, it's kind of a Conan the Barbarian meets Flash Gordon with Bigfoot on an alien planet.
Very cool. I'm looking at the art. Art looks pretty good. I like it a lot. So you're the writer, and then your artist?
Yep, the artist is Andy Taylor.
And he couldn't make it up because he's...
Yeah, he's out of Minnesota, so it's a little hard, you know, getting him out here to California.
Are you local?
Yeah, North Hollywood.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So how do you guys, he sent you the pictures, you sent him the writing, he does the pictures, send him back?
Yep, all basically through email.
Very cool. So it's 1-4 right now. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, the first issue actually came out last year, November, so we just hit our anniversary. So, I mean, the book is coming out at a pretty good clip for an independent.
Yeah, it looks really good. I like it a lot. Is there anything you want to else plug? Maybe your Twitter? Where can they get this book besides Comicsology?
If they go to bigfootcomic.com, they can go there. They can see which stores we're available in. We're currently available in about 23 stores throughout the U.S., and we also, you can order it online through bigfootcomic.com.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Any Twitter you want to throw out so people can get a hold of you, tweet you out?
Yeah, my Twitter is Josh S. Henneman, and that's basically it.
Very cool. How about your artist? You know, on Facebook?
Yeah, if If you go to Bigfoot Sword of the Earth Man on Facebook, you can see everybody's connect with them all on there. All
right, very cool. Thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. We will hit you back up.
And this is Josias once again from the Stan Lee 2013 Kamikaze. We're here with a very special guest, Fawn Davis. Please tell us a little bit about your work.
Hi, my name is Fawn Davis. I work in the motion picture and television industry, and I also own my own studio in Northern California. We do everything from design and development through photography, and we've also started doing our own content, which is why I'm here. I'm promoting my graphic novel as well as a bunch of training DVDs that we've come out with.
How long have you guys been working on your training DVDs? How many do you have out? What exactly do you break down on your movies?
On the training DVDs, basically, I share a lot of the tips and tricks that we have developed along the way in learning how to make models quickly, but make it look like you spent a lot of time on them, because that's really the real trick in professional model making.
Awesome, and I just got to let our listeners know, the models he has up are fucking sick, dude. How long did this bad boy behind you take to make, and please describe it?
Yeah, sure. The large model behind me is a 6 foot tall, 6 foot wide giant robot from the MoRav series. We're doing a live action show based on the graphic novel. This model, actually, because we're independent, and this is kind of a labor of love, you know, we do the paid jobs during the week, and we do MoRav and other personal projects on the weekends and evenings. So this model actually took 2 years to build.
Well, it's been, dude, the project alone with that much time, dude, you can tell the love, the detail is gorgeous, guys. We're going to take a picture of this bad boy and post it up on Twitter so you guys can see it. It's gorgeous, dude. And how about these little smaller models?
We have a couple small models of the robots for more distant shots for the live action series. And then this little spaceship that I have here is from my training DVD. I actually build the spaceship as a way to demonstrate different model making techniques.
Awesome. All right. Well, please tell us a little bit more on MoRav.
Oh, yeah. Basically, MoRav is a military action drama written by Zachary Sherman and illustrated by Buddy Sachiawan from Indonesia. I got a bunch of my buddies from Industrial Light and Magic to do all the chapter covers in there as well. And one of the robot designers, Alex Yeager, actually went on to work on Pacific Rim, doing design for that.
Awesome. You can sell the detail. Everyone on your team looks like they've put a lot of time and effort into it, man. It's something that everyone should check out. Fawn, please tell us where our listeners can find you, whether it be Facebook, Twitter handle.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter as at Fawnco Creative, and then I'm on Facebook as Fawn H. Davis. There's also a MoRav Facebook page and a Fawnco Creative Services page on Facebook.
Awesome. All right, guys, find this out. We're going to take some pictures for you guys and post them up. Fawn, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And this is Josias from Comic Syndicate. We're here from Stan Lee 2013 Kamikaze. We're here walking around, came along a way cool booth with a very special guest, Jason Beckwith. Please say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Please tell us about your comic. The name of the comic is Taking Eden. Please tell us a little more in depth in it.
Taking Eden is the story of a young girl named Marnie from the small town. She goes up to the big city to live with her cousin, who happens to be a gothic DJ at a series of nightclubs. The nightclubs are owned by Sky, and he's a sorcerer who is abducting young women using magic to steal their innocence, which he then makes into a drug and distributes throughout his different clubs.
Sounds great. How long have you been working on this project for?
I've been working on it for about 4 years. We're almost up to issue 6 at this point. It's going to be an 18-issue arc to tell the entire story.
Sounds great. That's a great arc, first of all. Please tell us a little bit about your banner. It's Never Static Pictures?
Yep, Never Static Pictures. We're as indie as it gets. It's really just me. My artists are overseas, and I put them all together and do all the lettering and some cleanup work on it.
Awesome. Sounds great, dude. I'm totally jazzed about checking this out. Please tell our listeners where we can find you on Twitter, Facebook, anything.
We're on Facebook at facebook.com/takingeden. We also have takingeden.com, where you can see a little promotional video and some of the other information about the different characters that are involved in the story.
Awesome. Thank you so much, dude. Jason, you have a good one. And this is Josias from the 2013 Stan Lee Kamikaze. We are here with two gentlemen, Terrence and Eric, on behalf of Nightseeker. Please tell me a little bit about your guys' comic.
Well, my name is Eric Cooper. One of the I'm actually the creator and the owner of the property of Night Seeker. Mainly, Night Seeker is about a college kid who is given powers from a dying alien officer, almost like a Green Lantern film. But he's more like a Predator-style character, so he's a super hunter. And he's actually assigned to go after weapons that fell from the ships that crashed in our atmosphere, fell to Earth. And his mission is to actually find those weapons and destroy them. And if people get access to them, he's actually authorized to kill them also while he tries to get back the weapons from them. So it's a very intelligent novel. Also deals with like you have some demon-style characters in there. You have the sci-fi characters, also old folktale characters. And also dealing with even the boogeyman and stuff like that. So it's a fun world we weave. But also, it's in the real world. Everything's present day, present time. Night Seeker's mainly from New Jersey, but also it crossed into New York and also into Philly. And we start branching out further and further as we go along. And I work about 15 artists that work with the books that we do. So we do a thing called caption novels, where it's a true text novel, but at the beginning of each chapter, there's an illustration that gives you an idea of what's going inside a chapter before you read into it. Yeah, so having all these different artists on the book, it gives people a different perspective of the character each time you see it. Yeah. Yeah.
And Terrence, what did you do on the book? I'm sorry.
Oh, my name's Terrence. I draw. I'm one of the artists. Night Seeker for me has a strong sci-fi feel, which I think that fans will love, you know? And at the same time, it's got that superhero grip going on. I think that it's a big thing waiting to happen, you know. I think this would do well as a movie. You need to write a script. Eric, should write a script.
Well, I'm going through your trade paperback right here, and it looks like, you know, it's written nicely. I mean, way cool. First of all, the art's lovely, but I noticed the trade paperback is strictly more book format, which is pretty cool. How long have you guys been working on this project?
Well, Night Seeker started back, the first book was published back in 2005. It took about 3 years to write it. And when it first came out, it was all text. And then when I finally put it out in 2005, people were reading it. They said, dude, we love the idea the way you wrote the character out. But, dude, where's the comic? I said, I'm not a comic book artist. I'm just a writer. So I started going to comic book conventions and stuff like that. And they said, well, you know what? I'll make a counter deal. How about put a picture of each chapter? People said, that's not a bad idea. So I went to all these comic book conventions and started gathering the artists I wanted to work with. And Terrence has been one of them, and it's of the 14 people that I work with. And we came together and said, look, this is what we're going to do. And with the second book, we had that idea in mind, what we wanted to do. And it came out. People loved it. Went back to the first novel, revamped it. And I had actually picked an art director named Sean Eileen. He's out of Philly. And he was actually in charge of all the artists that worked on it. And he's also here at the show also, which is awesome. But that's from here on out. That's what we do now. We do caption novels now.
Sounds great. Again, it looks great. I'm definitely gonna pick one up, guys. Where can our listeners find you guys? Do you guys have a website, particular Twitter account? Please shout them out.
NightSeeker.com.
The night, like a knight in shining armor, starts with a K. So that's the fun part, yeah.
Nice. Night Seeker, guys. Find it. All right. Twitter as well. Anything else?
Yeah, Twitter, NightSeeker.com. You know, Night Seeker's also on there. But Facebook, mainly Night Seeker. Also, everything with Kara is all Night Seeker all the way through.
Awesome. Thanks for so much for your time, guys. You guys enjoy your time at the con. Thank you.
Alrighty. This is Adam. We're at Kamikaze. We're going to do a little interview with
Sam Dabbs and RJ Harbor.
They got a cool looking comic book. Go ahead and, what is it, Road to
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium. It looks very cool. I like the art. Looks great. If you guys tell us a little bit about the comic book.
Yeah, I mean, the quick premise is Romeo and Juliet meets Dante's Inferno. It follows our main character, Gage, as he travels through the afterlife in order to find the capital city of hell, Pandemonium, so he can turn the tide of war.
Oh, sounds very cool, very cool. Where can they pick up your guys' comic if they're not at Kamikaze?
Well, we have them online in digital copies on Google Play, the iBook Store, Kindle, Nook. We also have it available on our website. And other than that, there's several comic book stores around the country that you can pick them up at.
Oh, very cool, very cool. What website can they get you at?
It's soulpunkstudios.com.
I noticed that you guys were funded by Kickstarter. How did that campaign, obviously, was great. How was your guys' experience with the Kickstarter campaign?
It was good. I mean, it's a little stressful, like, you know, watching it every minute, but, you know, in the end, in the end it worked out, so we were happy, and, you know, we got to make these comics and actually be here today because of this, so we're very excited for it.
Awesome. So you guys debuted at the WonderCon 2013?
Yeah, we debuted our first three issues there.
Awesome, guys. Okay, so how long did it take you not only to get funded, but the experience of the Kickstarter in general and the whole process up until now, how long was that process?
From concept to completion to today, probably a little over a year, about a year and a half, between, you know, writing scripts, doing character art, getting ready for Kickstarter, and actually making the books themselves.
Right on. Way cool, guys. We dig on the art already, dude. You guys have done great so far, man. How are you guys enjoying your experience at the con?
It's good so far. I mean, today's just a preview day, so it's a little slow, but tomorrow's supposed to be very busy, so we're looking forward to that.
Awesome. Thank you much.
Very cool. So do you guys more sales online or physical copies?
We sell more physical copies, just between Kickstarter, the conventions. We are about to be hopefully on Comixology pretty soon. So.
Very nice.
We got tentatively accepted on that, and then also we're on... We did some test releases on Imgur.
Oh, yeah, on Imgur, so we released them for free.
So the issues there, and then the prologue issues for free on our website.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. You guys want to just drop your Twitters or any way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, it's just Soulpunk. Double check that. They both Soulpunk. Yeah, it's just Soulpunk at Facebook or Soulpunk at Twitter.
Okay, cool. Yep. Same thing. Alrighty, this is Adam out. Thank you, guys.
Size from Comic Syndicate. We are reporting from Stan Lee Kamikaze 2013, and we have some very special guests. We have
Ming Chen,
Mike Zapsik,
and Rob Bruce.
Three awesome gentlemen from Comic Book Man from AMC. Guys, first of all, I gotta apologize. Sorry about your plane flight over, but great to have you guys back.
It's your fault.
No, but I mean, it's always shitty to have shit like that going on. So, you know, sorry. I know it's your first time out here, Mike.
It's beautiful out here. I think it's great. And you know what? Shit happens. You know, I just hope that, you know, our families are okay. That's,
yeah. Yeah, but dude, shit happens. It's like, okay, you know, landing gear doesn't come out right. You know, maybe a bird gets sucked in the engine. Not some raving lunatic toting an assault rifle going to the terminal that we're going to land at and start spraying the place with bullets.
That's... Now, hold on. You prefer to have...
a chicken sucked through the engine.
Yeah, seriously. You want a bird sucked through the engine. You want to have the landing gear not go down. What the hell's wrong with you?
No,
that means death for us.
I'm just saying, like, okay, all right. Right, you know, like, shit happens. It's like, you know, a car breaks down. Or, you know, it's minor inconveniences. Not some madman, you know, playing freaking Rambo at
Terminal
3.
You ruined somebody's day really badly.
You ruined a lot of people's days.
Yeah.
But we soldiered on, we made it. Rob, how many different vehicles did we take to get here today?
We took the train to the monorail, to the plane, to the bus, to the cab. That's all of them.
Sounds like a pain in the ass, gay guys. But again, I'm glad you guys made it here safely above anything, dude. And on behalf of everyone here, fans of your guys, thanks for making it out here. I know you guys are East Coast boys, so we appreciate it. So great to have you guys out. Thanks for, again, taking your time to hang with us a bit and chatting, guys. We totally appreciate it.
How's the syndicate doing? Good?
So far, so good. We've been on for 2.5 months. We're getting some good hits. We're actually going to get Joshua Williamson, if everything goes well, interview soon. So everything's looking good. And then these artists, Alley Cats here. I love comic conventions.
Oh, yeah. You got to find the up-and-coming guys.
That's a plan. That's a plan.
There's some really nice, accessible artists. You know who you're looking for.
Yeah,
great,
I totally
people,
agree.
Great people.
All right, once again, thank you, guys. We'll have a great, safe trip back. I'll definitely catch you guys tomorrow just to say what's up.
Thank you, guys,
for
keep listening to Comic Syndicate.
Comic Syndicate.
Comic Syndicate.
You guys are awesome. Thank you, guys.
No, absolutely.
All right, guys, now we're on the aftermath of day two, Kamikaze. I can't even say it's been a grueling day, Adam. It's been a long fucking day, that's for sure. But it's been a fun fucking day. I think we did good today.
Yeah, we got a lot of cats. I wasn't here for the morning part. I was fucking losing on Star City games, Magic the Gathering. Yes, fucking special kind of nerd. Anyhow, I scrubbed out and fucking decided, hey, you know what? Time to hit the comics.
Yeah, dude, we got some excellent interviews today, Adam. Some cool people, dude, that our listeners are going to dig on looking for, man. Great people with great personalities, really humble people we met today, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. And cosplay is cool. Like, right now I'm staring at this guy. It's fucking the hood, but badass, like, fucking crazy outfit, dude. Anyhow, I wish we did a little, maybe we could get some video, but maybe next time. I'm still working on that. Anyhow, this is, we got a long drive home.
Yeah, dude. Fuck it. We will catch you guys all soon. I hope you guys enjoyed our feedback from Stanley Kamikaze 2013.
We're out. Peace out, guys.